We are up to Sefer Yirmiyahu Perek Tezayin, 16th Perek here of Yirmiyahu, and Yirmiyahu has a couple of commands, mitzvos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is told that he is not allowed to do. Says the Navi, Vahi Devar Hashem Elai Lemar, Yirmiyahu says, Hashem spoke to me and said, Lo sikach lecha isha, v'lo yiyu lecha banim ubanas b'makam hazeh. Don't get married. Don't get married and don't have children. Right, unlike Yeshayo, which we know, he had a number of sons, and Hashem even told him sometimes what to call them, Sher Yeshuv, and we discussed in back in Sefer Yeshayo. But here, Hashem tells Yirmiyahu not to have children. Why not? Why not to have children? Because the Navi describes, because they're all going to die young. There's going to be tragedies, so you might as well not have children. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yirmiyahu. The Radak here at length discusses what exactly is meant by this. I don't understand. Yirmiyahu is a tzaddik, so if he was going to have children, they were going to die because of the other people's sins. Says the Radak, there's a big confusion about this command. Why? There's a gzeira alabanav alabanos, but she yamusa barav, v'chilohaya kedai Yirmiyahu sheyichyu banav bizchuso. Yirmiyahu wasn't as great, so great that his merits wouldn't carry his children. The reason the ketanim would die is because of the sin of their forefathers. And he was perfect. The ode, and also, even though there was a decree that they would die, not on every one of them, because part of the people also went into galus. So what exactly is meant by this command? The Radak is very bothered by how we are supposed to understand this. So the Radak says it must be focused on the last two words of the pasuk. Don't take a wife and children, b'makom hazeh, in this place. What did this place mean? Anatot. His city where he was from. The Radak continues. Umash ani ro'eh bazeh, hu b'makom hazeh rotzeh lomar ba'anatot. U'ba'anatot ne'emar lo nevuazu. And Anatot, remember we discussed in the previous prakim how very close to Anatot was Prat, and that's where he was told to put the belt and let it rot. So he was right. That's where he was. Hinei amar ki lo tia she'eris lanshi Anatot. There's not going to be any left from Anatot. Yerushalayim, there'll be she'eris u'pleita. And that's why he was telling him, not here, because here they will be Nesaf Bichlal Ha'achirim. And even if Yirmiyahu was in on a tote, Yeradak says, Shema lo yinatzel bein kulam, right? Maybe once the mashchis is going through, right, there's not going to be anyone who is going to be saved. The Radak does say, and even though it mentions elsewhere in Sefer Ezra that there were a few people from Anatot, but still, he didn't tell that to Yirmiyahu. That is the pshat of the Radak. The Abarbanel disagrees with the Radak. He doesn't think that this is a correct pshat. Why dafka Anatot? And why wouldn't Yirmiyahu be saved? So he thinks that no, maybe if he would have had children, maybe he would have been saved. But the issue is being a dugma ishit, being a graphic example that the people will see him not marrying and not having children, and they'll ask him, what are you doing? And he'll say, because they would die, because they're not going to make it, and that would hopefully be part of the tochacha, right? This is another example, if you think back to the introduction shir, what we had for this sefer, another example of Yirmiyahu and Moshe, comparison between them. Moshe had to separate from his wife, litzarech the klal, for the good of the tzibur, and here too, you might say, according to the Abarbanel's pshat, for the good of the tzibur, to try to get them to do tshuva, he would not be able to be married. Aval tshuva ha'amitis bazeh, I'll just read the Abarbanel, shalot tziva yisparach l'navi shalikach ishav lo yolad banav Yerushalayim, kedei shalei musu v'shalei ispod v'lameis v'lei ispachaz v'kala v'chulu mipas ha'dvarim atzmam v'lo le'inyin to alto ela kedei shi'ez emashol v'dugma li'Yisrael shekasha yomru li'Yirmiyahu madu alo tisa isha v'tolid banim abana. Why are you having a family? Kimitzvah z'atorah yashivim l'fisha gezeras ha'kel yizbarach, because Hashem made a decree shekol ha'yilodim ba'ir azos v'avoseim b'imoseim yemusu barav, and they won't be buried, v'chulu, all the terrible things that are going to happen. And that's why also, the Abarbanel says, we're going to see it in a few psukim, he was told not to go to Levias. Why should I go to Levaya now? There's not going to be any Levias in the future. Why should I give Espedim now? Why should I go to Beis Avel now? They're not going to be Bati Avel in the future, so therefore, I'm not going to do it now. It was supposed to be a living example to the people of what they were going to get themselves into unless they do tshuvas. That is the Abarbanel's pshat of what the parallel between Moshe again and Yirmiyahu. And Yirmiyahu, it was a dugma yishit to be mochiach the'am. Also interesting to relate this story to the story of Chizkiyahu. Here Hashem tells him not to have children, which reminds us a little bit of Amram's behavior. Amram in Mitzrayim, remember the Gemara in Masechet Sota, Rashi quotes it in Sefer Shmos. Amram decided that I'm leaving my wife. Why? Because Paro was gozer, that all the boys are going to get thrown into the river. So what did he decide? Not to have children. Right, that's similar to what Hashem commanded Yirmiyahu here. The only difference was what Miriam told him. But Paro was only gozer on the boys. You're worse than him. You're being gozer on the girls. Right, and therefore you can't do that. And that's how Miriam got them back together in order to be able to give birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is similar to that in Amram, but it's not similar. It's kind of different and opposite from the Chizkiyahu example. Remember the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Yud, where the Gemara discusses how Chizkiyahu HaMelech was very sick, and Yishayahu went to visit him and asked him, why am I sick? Chizkiyahu says, why am I so sick? Yishayahu says, because you aren't osik in Puravu. What's the answer? But what do you mean? I see in Ruach HaKodesh that I'm going to have Rishayim. I'm going to have a terrible son. I'm going to have Menashe. Yishayahu says, that's not your business. That's not your business. So what's the difference between our case, where Hashem Dafka commands, and Amram, it is their business, and that case? The answer is there. It's not about dying young. It's about being a tzaddik and being a rasha. That's bechira chafshis. That's out of our control. And whatever our children has, we have to, right, as the Gemara says there, right, b'hadi kafshi rachman alamalach, the hidden things of God, that's nothing to do with you. My demifkid disimai b'ayla chalamevid. All right, whatever you're commanded, you have to do. We have to do a mitzvah, we have to do a mitzvah. Unless, as Amram, as Yirmiyahu knew, if in terms of they would die young, that's different. That's not in their control. That's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that would be Lechora. That's the difference between the stories of Chaim and Mavis versus Tzaddik and Rasha. Okay, either way, so Yirmiyahu, this parak starts off, is told by Hashem, don't get married, don't have children. Why? Kiko amar Hashem, alabanev alabanos, because Hashem says, there's going to be a gzeira, alabanev alabanos, hayilodim alakam hazeh, again, b'makam hazeh. Sounds like that Radak shot. The children and the families in this place. And on the mothers that gave birth to them. And the fathers that were molid them. What's molid? Imosam, it says yoldos that gave birth. Molid, the Mitzudas David says, Hama'abros imosam. Those that impregnate the mothers. That's a molid. All of them are going to die. Interesting, the Rashi Maseches Megillah on the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel, which talks about how Esther was an orphan. So the Gemara says there that when her mother was pregnant, her father died. B'shashinis abra ima meis aviha. Nimsa, says Rashi, shalohaya la'av misha'a shenir'a lihikaros av. She didn't have a father when it was appropriate for already to call him a father. What is Rashi emphasizing? It sounds like he's emphasizing that even during pregnancy, he would be called a father, because molid, he's already done what he's done, right? He's out of the picture now, right? Already from Shazria, and the Rinas Yitzchak points out this Rashi, that father, one can be next of a father, Mishas pregnancy, from fertilization. While mother, next Rashi, Ukshi Yaldasa, Ima Mesa, Volonires, Likros Aim, which sounds like the Shas Leda is the key moment for a mother. Right. When is a father called a father? When is a mother called a mother? So you're medayik in that Rashi. Right? Maybe it's connected to what the Gemara says here. Right. Mother goes by birth, because that's when her separation from the child is. And the father is from pregnancy, because that's when his separation from the child is. Interesting. But either way, that's the what Yirmiyahu is told. The fathers and the mothers and the children, everybody's going to die. I mean, Mosei tachaluim, from illness, yamusu. Lo yisavtu v'lo yikaveru. They won't have a spedim. They won't be buried. The Malbim says that nobody's going to want to touch them. They'll think they're going to get sick. They think there's a contagious illness on the bodies. That's why nobody's going to want to go near them. Right? This is the opposite of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Right? That type of attitude. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we know from the Gemara Ksubis, Tavayin Zayin, the end of the seventh parak, the end of Hamadir. Where the Gemara talks about the Baali Ra'atan, some type of contagious illness, and many of the Maram stayed away. Stayed away. Rabbi Yochanan said, stay away from any fly that goes near a Baal Ratan. Rabbi Zera wouldn't sit in the same area where the wind would blow on him and a Baal Ratan. Rabbi Lazar wouldn't go into the same tent. Rabbi Amir Ravasi wouldn't eat from an egg that was in the alleyway of Baal Ratan. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Michrach Behu Vasik Batorah. Shua ben Levi didn't care. He said, I'm going to be with them, and I'm going to learn Torah with them. And Torah is going to protect me. Right, it wouldn't protect, and that's the story where the Gemara goes into the Malach HaMaves, Abishua ben Levi, and he steals the knife of the Malach HaMaves, and he jumps into Gan Eden, one of the most amazing stories of Shas, but it's right there, Ksubis Ayin Zayin. So that's again the opposite of what the Malbim says here, where they didn't want to bury because they were nervous. They're just going to lie, they're not going to be buried. Terrible tragedy. So Yirmiyahu says, that's why I'm told not to get married, and this is what he's told by Hashem, and this is what he tells others. Kiko Amar Hashem. And then Hashem gives him another tzivui. Not only not to get married, but Al Tavo Beis Marzeach. Valtelech Lispod. Don't go to a Beis Marzeach. What does that mean? So Rashi says the word Marzeach might mean Mishteh, but according to Chazal, it means a Beis Avel. Right, Beis Avel, don't go pay a Shiva call. Why not? Why not pay a Shiva call? This is part of what the Abarbanel says. Why shouldn't he pay a Shiva call? It was part of the limud to others of giving them Torah. I'm not going to pay a Shiva call to hint to you that there's not going to be anybody paying Shiva calls in the future. V'yal telech lispod, v'yal tanod mehem. Right? Don't give a hesped and don't shake your head about what terrible things happened. Ki asafti eshlomi me'isa amazeh. Nuam Hashem, because I'm taking my shalom from this people. As a chesed, as a rachamim. And they're all going to be tragically taken. Lo yikaveru. Again, repeating. Lo yispedu lohem. Stop there for a second. Again, don't go do this, do these maisa chazadim. The Rinas Yitzchak here suggests three ideas about why is it exactly that Yirmiyahu was told not to do chesed. Very creative. Three ideas. Number one, what the root of chesed? The root of chesed, where does it come from? Why do we do chesed? What's the source? So one source is v'halachta bedrachav, the Gemara in Sota. Mahu, just like Hashem buried the dead with Moshe Rabbeinu and clothed the naked with Adam and Chava and visited the sick with Avraham and was Menachem Avelim with Yitzchak. So just like Hashem does all of those, so do we. Mahu afata. We have to copy Hashem. So maybe, says the Rina Tisla, that's the pshat of the pasuk. Don't do this, what does Hashem say? Because I'm taking away my shalom and chesed and rachamim from Am Yisrael. Meaning, you're not going to be copying me in this case. Don't do chesed, and that'll be copying me, because that's what's happening here. Harei Shakadosh Baruch Hu kala mehem Shlomo, v'lo osalem od chesed v'rachamim. V'kivin Shakadosh Baruch Hu eino ose itam od chesed v'rachamim. Okay, leka din, lasos imam chesed, itam slakono. Unbelievable pshat. Number one. Number two, there's a second source for chesed, not just v'lachta v'drachav, which we know is a general mitzvah. That's the third to last mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch, right? It's the Chafetz Chaim talks about on the first page of Avos Chesed that eight times in the Torah we're commanded to be like Hashem in some way, right? That's the Chafetz Chaim in the Hakdama to Avos Chesed. V'tzivam alechaz v'chol d'rachav she'im darchi ha'chesed v'rachimim v'achanina. V'lo pam achas hizir otan Hashem yisbarach al zeh. Ki'im b'shmona makamos. Amar Kenyan Azen. He quotes all the eight places where we are told to do Balak Midrachav. Erev Soloveitchik, in many of his writings, expands on this, that we have to be like Hashem in many areas, right? He even says, Mahu Echad. Just like Hashem is unique and contributes uniquely to the world, so too we have to try to contribute uniquely to the world. Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh Arav, quoting, Tekir Pshuto Shalhach Mikro Watzalomar Shakash Barachu Hu Miyuchad. Unique Balaz. Vishonim Mikol Davar Acher Sheba Olam. There's only a uniqueness. To develop his own unique talents, and to be unique. And just like he's creative, so do we have to be creative. A whole article here about the mitzvah v'alachta v'drachav. But that's shot number one of the Ridas Yitzchak here, that Hashem is taken away his chesed, and therefore there's no, the mitzvah falls away. Number two, the other source for chesed, the Rambam writes in Uchas Avel, is v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. So if that's the source, so then the whole idea of hidamis bidrachav wouldn't apply. So again, we're back to the question. Why not go to a Beis Avel? So, suggests the Ridas Yitzchak, based on Reb Chaim, based on others, that certain mitzvahs of Ben Adam la chavero only apply if, well, we'll get to that. The second shot, we'll go in order. That he says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do chesed to others, right? It's a mitzvah ben adam lachaver, but it's also a mitzvah ben adam lamakom. It's a little of both. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself doesn't want the result of chesed, as he says here, I'm taking away chesed and rachamim, then even if it's vavzorecha kamocha, and be nice to your friend, but I don't want you to be nice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so to speak. If I'm removing it, so, you know, you shouldn't be doing it either, because the result is not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Or number three, we know by certain mitzvahs, ben adam lachaveru, it does not apply, they don't apply to certain avaryanim. So it could be that all of Klal Yisrael had the status of avaryanim here, they're not re'echa b'mitzvos, and therefore these mitzvahs would not apply. Okay, but either way, so that's why Yirmiyahu is told, don't go and do these acts of chesed, right? To be a model, as the Abarbanel says, to others, to try to get them to realize what's going to be. And the Pasuk says in Pasuk Vav, and everybody's going to, well, nobody's going to get buried. V'lo yizgodad, v'lo yikarech lohem. Don't pull out hair on them. Don't cut yourself on them. Rashi, the Radak, points out, even though this is usher anyway. It's usher, right? Lo yizgodadu, right? This Isurim. So Rashi says it's just the same examples of what people do in mourning. Not that it's mutter. The Radak says maybe they violated these. They did other averas, so maybe they violated this. But the Yirmiyahu is saying you're not even going to be able to do this. It's not going to be any suda afterwards to give comfort. And there won't be the special cups of nichum of wine. Also, don't go to Sudas Mishteh and Sudas Mitzvah and parties. Don't go to Beis Avil Yirmiyahu. Don't go to Beis Mishteh. Lech Avalishtos. Ki ko amar Hashem el Tzvah kozal Yisrael. Why? Don't go to a Beis Avil because show that there's not going to be any Beis Avils in the future. Don't go to parties because you want to show that there's not going to be any parties in the future. Hinei mashbis v'na malkam hazeh le'inechem u'meichem kol sason v'kol simcha kol chasan v'kol kala. It's all going to be taken away. V'haya. And now pasuk yud. That was all future. Kitage l'amaze is called Rameila. When you say all this, v'amrei lecha, al-medibra Hashem al-dinos kolarazos. Why? Me'avoneinu, me'chatoseinu. V'yamarta lehem, you should tell them, al-asher ozva, v'oseichem, osinu, mashem. It started with your fathers. Your forefathers left me. V'yecho al-acharei, al-him acherim, v'yabdum, v'yishachavu lehem. And they bow down to them. V'osi ozavu, v'estarasi lo shamaru. They left me and my Torah. V'yatem areyosam lasos, me'avoseichem. You're even worse. You're even worse, but basically you continue the evil ways of your forefathers. The Malbim says, why were they even worse? Earlier, they just forgot the Torah. They didn't even know the Torah anymore. They were like Tinuk Shanishbas. They caused it, so they were punished. But here, says Yirmiyahu, you know the Torah, you learn, and yet you still do this. So that is why you are going to be punished. Obviously, the Avodah Zarah, the fact that we left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the reason for all of these saras. The Yachal Yisrael, Rabbi Lau, in the commentary on Pirkei Avos, in the second Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, on the Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel, second Mishnah, Yafatam Atoram Derecheres, Shigiyah Shnei Mashkechas Avon, he talks about Torah in that context. He says there are two mitzvahs in Chazal that protect. Even if there are other averis being done, obviously we have to start to do tshuva for all the averis. But there are two mitzvahs that we know protect. Talmud Torah and Yachas Achva Bein Adam Lachavero. On our pasuk, Osia Zavu Vestarasi Lo Shamaru, the Medrash in Eicha Rabasi says, Halavai Osia Zavu Vestarasi Shamaru, Shemitoch Shayumis Askinba, Hamar Sheba Hayamachziran Lamutav. Right, even if we'd be violating and doing other averis, if we'd be learning Torah properly, obviously for the right reasons, so then the Torah would be machzir us lamutav. So that's one mitzvah. And number two, on the pasuk in Hosea, the Medrash says, Gadol hashalom shafili Yisrael ovden avodah zara v'shalom beinayim omer amakom kaviyachol ein yachol l'shlotz b'hem kivin shashalom beinayim. So maybe suggest the Yachal Yisrael that that's what Yirmiyahu is saying here. Torah, we don't have the Torah, and we don't have the chesed. We haven't been nice to each other, and we don't have the Torah, so the two mitzvos that would protect, you know, we don't have, and therefore, it is something that is tragic. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Veitalti Eschem Yal Aretz Azos, Al Aretz Asher Lo Yidatem, I'm going to throw you out to Galus, Atem Vavoseichem, Vavatem Shaman there, you know, you wanted to serve idols, so I'll give you a chance to serve idols, so you go out there. Or, maybe this is referring to the Gemara in Ksubis, that right when you go into Galus, right, call Misha Dar B'chutz La'aretz, Toma Kimisha Ein Lo Eloa, as the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk of David HaMelech going into Chutz La'aretz. So that's here, it's automatic. Vavatem Shamas Elohim Achirim, Yomam V'layla, Asher Lo Etein Lachem Chanina, that I will not give you chanina, I will not show you, grant you favor in the time of Galus. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadi Ches quotes a number of different names for Mashiach. One of them is chanina, based on this pasuk, where the Gemara says, the Beir of Sheila Amar, Shila Shmo. Shilo is his name. Arki Abo Shilo. Rabbi Yannai says, Yinon Shmo. Yishmo Lalam, Lefnei Shemesh, Yinon Shmo. The Beir Rabbi Chanino Amar Chanino Shmo. Right, each of these names is parallel to the content of what they said. Shneemar Shelo Atin Lachem Chanina. The Yesh Omrim, Menachem Ben Chizkiya Shmo. The Gra classically says the word Mashiach is Rashi Tevis for all of these words. Right? Menachem, Shilo, Yinon, Chanina. Right? The four names of Mashiach, right, are alluded to in the word Mashiach. But that's the, based on this pasuk. Lachain, so that's all part one and part two of the parak. Lachain, but now in the Puranis, we have a little chizuk, encouragement. Lachain says Yirmiyahu, Hine Yamin Baim No Mashem, V'lo Yamar, there will come a time that there will be geula from all this tragedy. V'lo ye'amer, od chai Hashem asher helas b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. We're not going to focus on Yitzias Mitzrayim anymore. Ki im chai Hashem asher helas b'nei Yisrael me'eretz tzafon. U'mikol ha'ratzos asher yidichem sham. We're going to talk about kibbutz galios. That's what's going to overshadow all of the previous geulos. The Malbim points out that the future geula will be greater than the previous geula in three different ways, based on the pasuk here. Number one, Shashama Yitem Ba'eretz Achas Vaziyem Eretz Safon Mikol Arosos. Number one, it's Kibbutz Galios from all lands, not just from Bavel. Number two, and not from just from Mitzrayim. Shachatayim, the sins that we did in this Galus were so much worse, and we're still going to be redeemed from them. Number two. And number three, we're going to remember the first Galus, and we're going to remember Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. That's greater than never having been in Eretz Yisrael, because we know what it was, and we tasted it, and then we're going to be able to go back. That will be even greater. So that's why it's going to be an even greater time. Of course, these psukim are discussed at the end of the first parak of Maseches Brachos on the Mishnah that we mentioned in the Haggadah, Machlokes, whether there's going to be the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in the future. Machlokes Ben Zoma and the Chachamim. Ask the Gemara. There, Yud Bezim Abezim Brachos. But the Ben Zoma says to the Chachamim, you're going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim Yemosa Mashiach, but what about this pasuk in Yirmiyahu? It says we're not going to. So the Chachamim answer, Lo Shati Akar Yetzias Mitzrayim Im Koma, Elo Shatei Shibin Malchias Iker. We'll mention it, but it'll be secondary. It'll be tafel to what the real zechir is going to be about the geula. And then the psukim go back, right? It's back and forth. After the two psukim of geula and comfort, we go back to the tochacha. Yisholeach, Hashem says, I'm going to send dayogim, rabbi. I'm going to send people who, fishermen, fishermen, and I'm going to send trappers, tzayadim. These are all Mishalim for Nebuchadnezzar and Bavel. They're going to come and they're going to find you. They're going to trap you. They're going to catch you. Ki einai al kol darkei amvelo nistru milfanai. There's nothing that I don't see, says Hashem. Velo nitzpan avona mineged einai. Vishilanti rishonim mishne avona vechatasam. And then they're going to have to punish al chalal MSRT for the violation of my land. Right? It's not just Averis, but it's Averis in Eretz Yisrael, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace. You filled my lands, my nachla, with disgusting, abominable items. The end of the parak, the last two psukim, last three psukim, start the haftarah that we have for Parshas B'chukosai. And again, different pshatim, exactly how it flows. We'll go with the Malbim's pshat. The Malbim says, this is Yirmiyahu talking and saying, you're so upset about Avodah Zarah, but why are you so jealous? Avodah Zarah is so foolish. Hashem uzi uma uzi, umenusi biyom sarah. Hashem's what's real. He's the protection. Elecha goyim yafosu uvo meyafse aretz. It's going to come a time where everybody's going to recognize you. Viyom rach sheker nachlo avoseinu. Hevel, vein ba moel. Everybody will recognize that it's foolish. Hayas elo adam elohim, vehem elo elohim. We can't, there's nothing that we can create that's meaningful. So just like Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midrashim, Yirmiyahu as well. Hashem, you're jealous of avodah zarah. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu back, I'm not jealous of the Avodah Zarah, I'm jealous of their choice of Avodah Zarah. I'm upset that they chose that. I will show who's powerful. I will show who's the God. They will know. Yes, there'll come a time in the future, but they need to have consequences of their beliefs now, and therefore I need to show them. Even though I am Uzi Uma Uzi Umenusi, that I am the rock of all creation of the whole world, but also people have to realize that as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Beth Hashem. We will continue in Sefer Yirmiyahu.